This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Over the next week and a half, thousands of volunteers will descend on Iowa. Many are from neighboring states, some from farther away, but they all have one thing in mind, helping their candidate get the most caucus votes on January 19th. Volunteers have been the engine driving former Vermont Governor Howard Dean's campaign for president, first on the internet, then at small meetups across the country, and now by the hundreds in Iowa. From Des Moines, NPR's Greg Allam reports.
It's a snowy weeknight in Des Moines. Outside, temperatures are in the single digits, but inside the Dean campaign headquarters, it's a lot warmer. It's not exactly a party, but it does feel like social hour in a college dorm. Volunteers and staff are debriefing after another day campaigning. When they finally leave, many will head to winterized cabins where they're being housed dormitory style by the campaign. Volunteer coordinator Christy Setzer says the political discussions there go on into the early morning hours.
They will, you know, stay up till 2 in the morning just talking about their different stories and, you know, how they got involved in this program. And it's a really nice element of the experience because you get to know people from all across the country who are doing the same thing you are.
Of course, most of the real work, the door-to-door canvassing and the phone calls, takes place earlier in the day.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, Peggy, honestly, about beating George Bush, Howard is the man.
Josh Tucker is 18 years old and from Corvallis, Oregon. He's taking a year off from college for one reason, to help Howard Dean get elected president. He's made thousands of phone calls in Iowa urging Democrats to come out and support Dean on January 19th. And he's a natural telemarketer.
Oh, well then we'll set you up. We'll give you a ride. That's not a problem. Can I put you on our list for a ride to the caucuses? Absolutely. Somebody will call you. So we're counting on you for Dean. Thank you so much, Peggy. We're going to win this one. Take our country back. Thank you so much. Bye. All right.
Tucker started as a volunteer. He's now on staff and helps train the hundreds of volunteers who arrive each week to help out the Dean campaign. He says the Get Out the Vote effort has been especially successful, motivating voters who have never felt compelled before to attend a caucus.
I think we're getting people to go to caucus for the first time, especially young people. Like people who are not even 18 yet, but know that if they're going to be 18 by the general election, they can caucus.
First-time caucus-goers can find the process intimidating. It's not a secret ballot. Democratic caucus-goers must literally stand up for a candidate and be counted. In recent years, the number of Democrats taking part in Iowa caucuses has ranged from 60,000 to upwards of 125,000. This year, estimates are that roughly 100,000 Democrats may come out on January 19th. And with Dean apparently attracting so many first-timers, the campaign has put out a nationwide call for volunteers to help get out the vote. Some 3,500 are expected to arrive over the next week and a half. And it's not just college students who are heeding the call. Julie Drysdale is a management consultant from Santa Cruz, California. Like many volunteers, she first got involved through the internet. But here in Iowa, she says, the campaigning is all person to person.
The internet is what really sort of grew the grassroots, but now it's getting out there and talking to people. And since we've been here, we've been doing no internet stuff. It's all calling people on the phone, talking to people, knocking on their door.
Drysdale says once she's back home in Santa Cruz, she'll follow up with letters to some of those to whom she's spoken. That's become one of the hallmarks of the Dean campaign, handwritten letters from volunteers all over the country, many of them addressed by name to Democrats in Iowa. Dean's national campaign manager, Joe Trippi, says those letters have played a key role in building Dean's support in Iowa.
We're talking about hundreds of thousands of letters, you know, over 115,000 letters that people sat down, took the time, personally wrote and sent in here. It's a totally different campaign. It's not happening as much on the big boob tube box as from the bottom up, from people working their hearts out to make a difference.
The Dean campaign is not just about volunteers. Here in Iowa, there are 200 paid staffers and 16 field offices throughout the state. But the energy and the youth of Dean's volunteers remind some of another presidential campaign, that of Eugene McCarthy in 1968. Alice Krakauer says she was an idealistic college student when she campaigned for McCarthy.
I think that both these candidates did appeal to someone who was against the status quo, against the powers that be, and also anti-war.
Other campaigns also have well-organized get-out-the-vote efforts in Iowa. A coalition of unions has begun a broad effort to mobilize members to support Dick Gephardt, and veterans are taking to the streets for John Kerry. In just 11 days, the caucus results will measure the youthful enthusiasm of Dean's band against the experience of his opponents' more traditional organizations. Greg Allen, NPR News, Des Moines.